Welcome to the Full of Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording on August 7th. It is 9:10 Irish summer time, and well, today has been a rather interesting day because following that really impressive move yesterday that we saw in Wall Street, we had, I think, I was really expecting there to be some fairly significant follow-through in Asia, but that wasn't really the case. You had a number of markets, they opened up and then they fell a little bit and pretty much closed pretty flat on the day. Japan continues to be probably one of the weakest markets around, and it is badly in need of an upward dynamic, and considerably more than that to really entice the bulls back in. But Australia was up over 1%, up 64.8 points. And that was probably one of the better performers across the Asian region. In Europe, you had some very significant moves. The FTSE up nearly 2%, 119 points. That's a really, really strong move there, and it's definitely found some support around that 6,200 level. Of course, it needs to maintain or hold above that level, or maintain the gain. But looking quite positive, and it's all on the back of that excellent close that we saw yesterday on Wall Street. And you'll see that piece from the piece that I wrote today on the various bank indices, a number of large key day reversals, and it's pretty textbook stuff from the chart seminar. You had a loss of momentum, then these trends have accelerated downwards, and now they've had these strong upward dynamics. A number of markets where they had made significant new lows yesterday closed well above the highs of Friday. So that is a bit of a bell ringer. Of course, one swallow does not a summer make, and we will need to see some more positive action before we can say that this correction has ended. But what we can certainly say is that yesterday's upward dynamics with some follow-through today. Now, most of these bank shares have closed off their highs today, but they maintained the gain from yesterday and they increased it. Looking at the S&P today, it's up just 9 at the moment, which is well off the highs, and so is the Dow Jones and the Nasdaq, well off the highs, but still up on the day. However, what we can definitely say is that yesterday's upward dynamics have put a low of at least near-term significance under the market, and it's going to have to at least take out those lows before it can extend the downtrend. So, given the fact that I think we can be pretty sure and are pretty certain in saying that the bearishness has really been becoming rabid over the last couple of weeks, and we've seen some really significant drops, particularly on those financials, and the financials have led the market on the downside by a good month. So if they start to steady up, I think that will help to restore some confidence in the markets. But they need to hold above yesterday's lows. Ideally, what we'd like to see is it rally up a little bit and then a retracement back to test those lows. And if it can hold the next retracement, if it holds above the recent lows, then we can say with a fairly high degree of confidence that that is more than a near-term low, but more of an important low. And that's probably one of the most important things to watch over the coming days. Personally, I'm feeling very sheepish about opening long positions. These markets are remarkably volatile, and I'm inclined to wait to see how things pan out over the next couple of days. But if they start to, I think, we are being set up here for a good buying opportunity, and it is certainly well worth watching these markets, particularly the ones that have been harder hit. Looking at what Mr. Bernanke has said in his testimony, he has pretty much said that they're not going to lower interest rates, that the economy will weather the storm of the subprime, and that the global economy is still pretty robust. So that's not particularly surprising, and you'll see David's piece and comment of the day today on that subject. Looking at some of the other markets, treasuries have come off a little bit here. They're at 109.30, and that's down 8 on the day. Whereas They had been as high as 110.18 earlier on today, so they've been winging around a little bit. The industrial metals have been a bit of a mixed bag today. Nickel still searching for that low, it's at 28,900. Copper, though, up $4.65 at 352. So that's still consolidating below that 380 level, but it does look like nothing more than a consolidation, regardless of all that bearish commentary we've seen over the last 6 months. And lead up 56. So while that high around 3,500 does look like a medium-term high, this may not be. This could be in for more of a ranging type consolidation as opposed to the kind of decline that we've seen in nickel. Of course, nickel's acceleration was probably a lot larger, really. And lead broke, sorry, not lead, tin broke upwards from its little short-term consolidation there. It's at 16,750 up, nearly 600 points. But off the highs, this continues to be volatile. Personally, I'm finding this being long of tin really quite nerve-wracking because it does wing around quite a bit, and I bought an extra unit of it around 16,000, and I can't put a stop in. So I think I'm not going to buy any more because it's a little bit too hair-raising. Looking at the dollar firmed up a little bit in here today, and on the dollar index, it's rallied again from that 80 level. It was briefly below it, I think yesterday or the day before. But the dollar does not look like it's going to rally very much, and it just seems like it's going to mess around this level. The euro is down, excuse me, marginally. It's at 137.48, and the pound a bit weaker here as well, at 202. But it does look like we're going to see this range around for a while more, but there hasn't been any downward dynamics. I would suggest anyone who's interested in the dollar index to look at the really long-term chart, and you can use the zoom feature on the chart library to zoom in on every time that it's come down to around the current level, and every time it has put in a really big upward dynamic when it has decided to move upwards, and we've seen nothing like that yet. So that does sort of suggest that this is a distribution prior to the dollar going lower. Given the fact that the economy in the US is weakening that bit more, although the Fed still maintained that it will be relatively steady, and even though growth will slow, there will still be in positive numbers. But given that the economy is slowing down, having a weaker dollar will be welcome, certainly in some quarters, particularly in the manufacturing sector. And of course, coming up to an election, it's certainly going to help if you aren't seeing thousands of people losing their jobs in manufacturing because workers like that vote. But looking at some of these other markets, gold was reasonably flat in here today. It's sorry, that's ticked forward, excuse me. It's at 672, so it was up a bit today. And silver is at 1314. So up a little bit as well. But again, gold looks like it's consolidating around this area, and when you look at that longer term chart, it does look like it's only a matter of time before we see gold moving above that $700 level. It looked like it was going to do it about 2 or 3 months ago, but we've pulled back from there, but consolidating rather well around these levels. And it is only a matter of time before we see it break upwards. But I think the cautious way to play this would be to wait until it does that, but I don't think I can avoid the temptation for very much longer, provided, of course, that it continues to consolidate rather well. And oil, which has been down a bit here today, although, sorry, down over the last couple of days, up a little bit right now. It's at 72.41, so off the highs that we saw last week. But given the fact that I was mentioning this to David just a couple of days ago, that it is uncharacteristic for oil to have such a consistent uptrend. And practically from 50 all the way up to 78, it was such a consistent trend and up on so many consecutive weeks, which when you look at it historically is completely out of character for the oil market. So for it to have some sort of consolidation around these levels is not at all surprising. But it would have to come off an awful lot more for this to question the integrity of the bull market. And this really does look like nothing more than a consolidation. Natural gas seems to have found support above the $6 level. It's at 6.23 right now, and very volatile. I don't think I'll be participating, just because it is that bit too volatile for my taste. But it looks like we may be getting a little bit of a pairs trade here, where people are selling oil and buying natural gas. And when you look at that, the ratio in the chart library, it's around 12, which is rather overextended, and it may be starting to come down. So that's something that may be motivating the market in here today. The grains and beans have been looking a little bit more perky recently. Corn was up 9 today, soybeans up 12, and wheat, you'll see the chart in the comment of the day, has broken upwards once more. Wheat has been the leader all along and is heading up towards historic levels. So these are worth keeping an eye on, because if we have, you certainly couldn't define them as surging right now, particularly the corn market down at 350. But if, depending on weather, and it will be a weather event that eventually moves these in a big way, that could be inflationary. And while that's certainly not the case right now, they are worth keeping an eye on, even if one is not trading them, because higher grain prices will certainly feed through into inflationary fears. But on that grim thought, I will leave you for the evening, and thank you very much for your time.